So, but there's not even a hint of stained glass, is there? It's quite unusual.
No,
just
there's stained glass in the kitchen there. If you go in there and look at the two windows there, and they're made up of bits from whether they were from this church or whether they were from another church, I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay. Let's have a look. Yeah. Oh, this is the kitchen where there is stained glass. It's bright, isn't it? It's like a barn. It's also, at some point they've taken out all the pews in here. Yes, the church barn. Oh, interesting.
It's almost a spiral.
Yes. Hello. Are you travelling around various churches today?
Do I?
Are you travelling around churches today?
Yeah. I've been doing it for about 30 years.
Have you? Yeah. You're driving from?
With
a
home.
I see. Very nice. Very good. This is unusual, isn't it? Because there's just no stained glass, so it's very bright.
Very medieval is the pale, but the Victorian is like...
Is that what it is?
A bearing, and you like them or you don't. So
yes.
I don't think there's very many completed windows that got, you know, the old original glassing on it.
No.
Everything was oops. People breaking in.
Yes.
Which is a big crime now, isn't it?
Yeah. Incredibly light. It's a lovely church, I think. I've not been here. I only live 3 miles away, but I've never been here.
Well, it says the lightness is one of its
key feature.
One of its fuel advantages. He does. This is Simon. You can get it off the internet. Simon Suffolk Churches.
Oh, right.
But he doesn't think it's very good.
Doesn't he?
No.
And do you tend to agree with his evaluations of places?
Well, everybody's entitled to that. And I find every church got something.
I think so.
But it's a bit sweeping. I think the lady down on the thing there, she told us where to go and that. I think she'd be very disappointed because she's obviously a staunch supporter. So.
Yeah, so you're keeping that to yourself. And so you've travelled up from Essex?
Yeah, we're really going to some school nearby. I can't remember what it's called. 15th, 16th century, is it?
Oh, are you?
Not that far away from here.
Oh, great. Not Culford School. Not Culford. Culford is the big independent school around here. Yes.
Yeah, there's a Methodist church involved in it and Church of England.
Yes, I think it will be that. That's about a mile away.
The lady said it isn't very far.
Yes,
so
yes. Yes, we started off, well, we come from Thurston, which is a village about 3 miles away, 3 or 4 miles away, Thurston, but we then went into Bury, so we've started off in Bury St Edmunds to look at St Mary's and the cathedral, and then are heading our way out. So we'll do about 25 miles, I should think, today.
Yeah,
it's
lovely.
It is, yeah, yeah.
It's
not as much as we know. So, this is it. To Thurston?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think
my trouble is, I cycling is so effortless for me.
Oh.
after a pint of beer at the
you
local.
You tell that to Liam Torsen when you pack.
Yes, too.
After two.
You know what he did this year?
Hello.
Hello.
First.
I was glad to shake hands with you.
Yes, yes.
How are you doing? Doing all right. How's your time? Are you still running the education system?
Yes. All the best with your visit to the school. Is she going to Culford?
Just
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be
taught
how to play
pigs in
the
That's exactly. We've forgotten.
We've
forgotten.
Servants' quarters and then classrooms and
yeah.
And of course, there's the church as well. So
yes.
If you
I guess
you go
so.
Around the hall and then you go down and visit the church.
Yes,
it could do. Good day, lots of grounds. But this is intrigues me, this place. I've not seen it before.
So
this will have had pews originally, and they've been taken out.
Yeah. They were taken out. We've got two.
No idea what
it's
more time to meet. In reality, it's more something.
They were taken out because they were full of goodwill.
And so
that's relatively recently.
Yes. When were the pews taken out?
85.
Were they?
Yeah.
Long time ago.
This is when we started doing youth work. Well, we started doing middle school age group youth work.
Yeah. In a way, you're returning the church to its roots, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Because it wouldn't have had.
It's still the biggest
now for being updated.
Community space. It's the biggest community space in the village. There's no village hall.
Oh, right.
The village hall was owned by the brewery, and then they took it in hand and converted it into offices, so permanent seats. So this is the community space. So yes, we were putting it back. It had a conventional sort of Tractarian choir arrangement up there, and we were going to keep that. And the idea was we were going to worship in that space and have this as more as hall space. And then the church warden at the time, his wife said that she wasn't going to come to church if we took the pews out because the Holy Spirit would have left.
Oh, right. Ah.
And the next thing we knew, one day we came in and discovered that the choir stalls had been taken out as well, and the fronts had been put on rollers, something which they'd fixed shut. And it was all done by her husband.
Oh.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I'm not too sure how this works, but yes. It seems to have let it go, you know.
It's creating this lovely open space. Added to which you've got so much light coming in.
Yes, we have, a bomb went off.
It's a flexible space.
Yes, I can imagine.
Of the services that we have, the first Sunday in the month is a small service.
Which stands for Sunday morning, and it's free
talk
and family worship.
So we sit everybody in a circle, and you've got the middle for the tiny tots to play. They're all grown up now, but it's a slightly different service. But you've kept the format the same, but you can't do that with a church full of pews.
Thursday evening, once a month, there's a small quiet service, and so we have a circle of chairs in the middle. And if we've got a community service, we have to have a central aisle. So the chairs
are
put to the middle,
for you,
to the side.
And coffee
mornings.
Yeah, that's great.
Excellent.
It's lovely.
Yeah.